to me. Lord, 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 you surely been good to me. Lord, 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 you surely been good to me. Time up this road. And it's Lord, 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 you surely been good to me. Lord, 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 you surely been good to me. Lord, 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 you surely been good to me. You have done what this world never did. You saved my soul when I was lost. You surely been good to me. You saved my soul when I was lost. You surely been good to me. You saved my soul when I was lost. You surely been good to me. You have done what this world could never do. Oh, Lord, 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 amen, you surely been good to me. Lord, 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 you surely been good to me. Lord, 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 you surely been good to me. You have done what this world could never do. You filled me with the Holy Ghost. You surely been good to me. You filled me with the Holy Ghost. You surely been good to me. You filled me with the Holy Ghost. You surely been good to me. You have done what this world could never do. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Lord, 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 you surely been good to me. Lord, 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 you surely been good to me. You have done what this world could never do. You showed me the message and you gave me peace. You surely been good to me. You showed me the message and you gave me peace. You surely been good to me. You showed me the message and you gave me peace. You surely been good to me. You have done what this world could never do. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Amen. Lord, Lord, Lord. You surely been good to me. Lord, Lord, Lord. You surely been good to me. You have done what this world could never do. Has He been good to you? Lord, 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 you surely been good to me. Lord, 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 you surely been good to me. Lord, 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 you surely been good to me. You have done what this world could never do. You love Him this morning? Amen. In your expectations? I know one thing. This morning, we're going to have a good time in the Lord. I know that. You may be seated. Amen. I was telling Brother William, my favorite tape is this tape this morning. It's just tremendous message. And I believe that if we'll come with expectations and we're ready to receive that message, we're going to walk out of here with something this morning. I believe that with everything in me. Amen. Just want to lay a platform for Brother Branham. What's so great about this message is that this message is of no private interpretation.
Amen.
This message speaks for itself.
Amen.
After we have went through it forwards and backwards, from A to Z and Z to A, it is going to remain just exactly the way that prophet said it on that tape.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, because that we're in such turmoil as we are, and people fail to see the truth of God, is because there is too many man-made interpretations of God's word.
Amen.
God don't need nobody to interpret his word.
Amen.
He is his own interpreter.
Amen.
End quote.
Amen.
Amen. I love that. We need no man-made interpretations. If we want the truth, if we want the revelation, we got to get back to the tapes.
Amen.
We got to get back to the message.
Amen.
Do you want God to deal with you? How many wants God to deal with you? I want God to deal with me. Let me see your hands. How many wants God to deal with you? Amen. Brother, okay, I'm going to read you this quote. It's a powerful quote. Brother Ram says, and God never did deal with Israel till she come to her homeland. Hear me, thus saith the Lord. God will not deal with his church till she comes back to the homeland. The message of the hour. Amen. He said, hear me, thus saith the Lord. God bless you. Today, we are going to hear directly the voice of God to us today. No strainer rags, no filters, no man-made slants or interpretations, but directly, thus saith the Lord, the voice of God for this day. Amen. And if we have been trained to the trumpet of the voice of God, when it sounds, it's a certain sound. Amen.
Amen.
His voice is his word. And his word comes to the prophet.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, you know, there's gorgeous people. People get all ideas about what prophets are. Brother Branham said, the very word prophet means that he is a revealer of the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. And he goes on, he says, the interpretation only comes to that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's prophets. My sheep know my voice. Hear ye him. Amen. Right there. Why is the word of no private interpretation? On the message, Wisdom versus Faith, Brother Branham asked that very question. Why is the word of no private interpretation? Brother Branham said, quote, it is interpreted by the prophet.
Amen.
The prophet already interpreted it to you, end quote. Now, people tell us, well, you're just talking about Brother Branham all the time. Amen. I'm talking about Brother Branham all the time. Amen. Yes, sir. Because God has emphasized Brother Branham for this age. God did it. I didn't do it. God did it. And God has spoke of him throughout the entire scriptures. Now, we don't got time. I don't got time this morning to go through all the scriptures with you. I can just share with some of them with you. You know many of them. You know, Genesis 15, Genesis 24, Exodus 19, 4, Zechariah 14, 12, Joel 2, 2 Timothy 3, John 14, 12. Familiar to you? Malachi 4, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet.
Amen.
Luke 17.
And
Revelation 10, in the days of the voice. That's the day we're living in, is the days of the voice. Of the seventh angel. Just for a moment, if I had the opportunity, just for one more moment. I don't have my watch. I couldn't find it this morning. I was going to have it. He don't have his watch either. So if somebody give me 5 minutes and raise up, that's fine. But just for a moment, when I think about in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when I think about Brother Branham's ministry this morning, I was just thinking on this message that when he delivers it to us, we are not getting a secondary service. We are getting prime steak this morning.
Amen.
We are not getting a secondary service. We're getting the very best this morning.
Amen.
The messenger of this age is going to speak to us.
Amen.
And when I think of Brother Branham, you know, we get so think of something that's so great, men like took 17 years or however much to put 4 presidents on the face of a mountain. That's no big deal. God just took a little 3 blast in a whirlwind and put a prophet's profile on a mountain. No problem. In a few minutes, it was over. You know, when I think about the messenger for this age, when there was no squirrels and no looking for squirrels, there wasn't any to be found. But then he said, the Holy Spirit came down and said, you speak and it'll be exactly as you say it. And he said, there'll be a squirrel from there. There'll be a squirrel from there. And a squirrel from there. And there was no squirrels, but then there was one there, there, and there. That's the message for this hour. When I think of how great it is of what we're hearing, what we're getting ready to hear, I just want to encourage you to get ready to hear the voice of God to you today.
Amen.
A few more things here. You know, when Brother Branham was on a mountain, he says, I was on top of Sabino Canyon, he says, with my hands raised. He says, then a sword struck my hand. He says, and the voice says, that's the king's sword.
Amen.
He says, that sword fit my hand perfectly.
Amen.
The king's sword in the messenger's hand. And then there was no man over there in the book of Revelations where there was no man to even take the book, look at the book or anything about it. But then what happened? Brother Branham said that the Lamb came forth and took that book and then opened that book and then sent it to the seventh angel to reveal it to the people. That's this message. It's our absolute. It's the final word, my friend. Brother Branham said, in regards to prophets, I am going to sit down. I want you to get ready. I want to introduce you to God's messenger for this age. I want you to be ready to receive it. Because if we'll approach this message this morning with the right mental attitude, we're going to receive it this morning. Whatever you have need of, I don't care what it is. I don't care what your problem is, whatever it is. I don't care how hard it looks or what it is about it. If we'll approach this message right, we're going to receive this morning. I know we will. Brother Branham said, if he is a prophet of the Lord, he's a sender forth of the Word, by the Word, with the Word, and he is the Word.
Amen.
What is it today? It is Jesus Christ in every detail except the physical body. That's
amen.
Exactly what it is.
Amen.
I believe every detail. Lord, 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 you've surely been good to me. Lord, 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 you've surely been good to us. You preserve this message that we can hear it this very day. Oh, amen. Don't wait for Brother Branham to mention your exact specific need, whatever it is, physically or whatever it is. No, we're in his presence. And just get ready to receive it when that voice goes forth. Lord, I'm receiving what you said I could have.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to sit down here. I'm done. I'll try. But the Lord bless you this morning. God bless you and be with you. I just want to encourage you to get ready now. as we change this order of this service now, just to get ready to hear the word of the Lord. It's perfect in every way. I believe it with everything in me. Amen. As we sing, Reach Out and Touch the Lord, I've asked Brother William if he would come forward and pray over these prayer requests. How many of you, I have a need on my heart, but I'm going to receive it today. Because the Lord, we're going to invite him into this service. We're going to invite him. We want to make him feel welcome. And we want to get ready to hear it and ready to receive it. It's the truth. So we just stand for a moment. Reach out and touch the Lord. Precious Heavenly Father, truly such an honor and privilege to be able to bow our hearts and our heads to you and to be able to call you Father. Lord, to be sons and daughters of the King, Father, it's just more than our hearts can express how thankful we are. Lord, you knew that we would be here today, this resurrection morning, to honor you, to hear your word, to gather together in fellowship, Father, communing with you, Father. Lord, you see these little requests here, Father, on this pulpit, and every hand that was raised, and every need represented by your people here and abroad, Lord. We commit them to you, Father, as a group of believers together, lifting them up, Father, and just asking you to touch each one. No matter if it's physical or spiritual, financial, Lord, anything it may be, there's nothing too great for you or too small that you care. You're always there, Father, around every corner right next to us. Lord, you're always watching over us. And Lord, when we don't deserve it, when we fall, when we fail, you're right there to pick us back up, Lord. What amazing grace, Lord, that we're here today. How we love you with all of our hearts. And we just thank you for once again another opportunity to come together and to hear your word. Such a privilege and honor to be called out today, a believer in this message of Malachi 4. We love you, Lord, with all of our hearts, and we thank you for this once again an opportunity. And we want to commit, Lord, the rest of this service into your hands. May your perfect will be done in all things. We ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. This morning, so good to be together once again. You know, truly, there is a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. How many's looking for that sweet by and by? Amen.
Amen.
Well, there's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith. Prepare us a dwelling place there.
And in the sweet by and by, we shall be on that beautiful shore. And in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirits shall sorrow no more, and not a sigh for the blessings of rest. And in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. And in the sweet by and by, shall meet on that beautiful shore.
My dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for another opportunity that you've given us, Lord, to come into your house and to worship you. Lord, we invite you into our midst and pray that you come and be with us. Undertake for each need, and we just ask you, Lord, to draw each one of us closer to you and help us, Lord, to make ready and to be found faithful whenever you should call for us. We pray now that you bless these tithes and offerings for your work, and bless those that give. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise.
Hallelujah.
For the glorious gift of his love and the blessings that sweet by and by. trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more. And the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, and the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder. And the road.